Summer Island by Kristen Hanna. Copyright 2001 by Kristen Hanna. Read by Joyce Bean. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
In memory of my mother, Sharon Goodnow John. Summer Island, Part 1. There is only the fight to recover what has been lost and found and lost again and again, and now under conditions that seem propitious. But perhaps neither gain nor loss. For us, there is only the trying. The rest is not our business. From East Coker, T.S. Eliot. Chapter 1. An early evening rain had fallen. In the encroaching darkness, the streets of Seattle lay like mirrored strips between the glittering gray high-rises. The dot-com revolution had changed this once quiet city, and even after the sun had set, the clattering, hammering sound of construction was a constant rhythm. Buildings sprouted overnight, it seemed, reaching higher and higher into the soggy sky. Purple-haired kids with nose rings and ragged clothes zipped through downtown in brand-new, bright-red Ferraris. On a corner lot in the newly fashionable neighborhood of Belltown, there was a squat, wooden-sided structure that used to sit alone. It had been built almost 100 years before, when few people had wanted to live so far from the heart of the city. Now skyscrapers soared all around it. The owners of radio station KJZZ didn't care that they no longer fit in this trendy area. For 50 years, they had broadcast from this lot. They had grown from a scrappy local station to Washington's largest. Part of the reason for their current wave of success was Nora Bridge, the newest sensation in talk radio. Although her show, Spiritual Healing with Nora, had been in syndication for less than a year, it was already a bona fide hit. Advertisers and affiliates couldn't write checks fast enough. And her weekly newspaper advice column, Nora Knows Best, had never been more popular. It appeared in over 2,600 papers nationwide. Nora had started her career as a household hints advisor for a small-town newspaper, but hard work and a strong vision had moved her up the food chain. The women of Seattle had been the first to discover her unique blend of passion and morality. The rest of the country had soon followed. Reviewers claimed that she could see a way through any emotional conflict. More often than not, they mentioned the purity of her heart. But they were wrong. It was the impurity in her heart that made her successful. She was an ordinary woman who'd made extraordinary mistakes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?